When the summer commences around April, soon after Pongal, the leaves that form on these two trees, like an umbrella giving shade. At the same time, if you observe during December and January onwards, you will find the tree more or less bare, without leaves. At that time it gives warmth to the children, Nagaraja and Ganesha. And during summer, it gives shelter. Means, under the shade, Nagaraja and Ganesha both exist. Take the Vedantic meaning of this. There is a definite law that exists. It is a universal law. It is the duty of God to protect, and God protects His children. We are all the children of that primordial Ishvara and Parvati. So, Mother Nature, having done that much, reminds us to do something better. What is that better? At least we can be dharmic. See, the law is shade for the children during summer, warmth during winter is what mother provides to the children. But in turn, mother expects those children to act. And Satya Sai Baba said it. And this is a sort of love that exists between Jivatma and Paramatma. So dharma comes in. పుట్టినప్పుడే చారు చచ్చినప్పుడు ఏడుస్తారు మధ్య మధ్య విషయాలు కిందుకెందుకో ఏడుస్తారు. సత్య సాయిబాబా సేస్ వెన్ యువర్ బాన్ యు క్రై, వెన్ సమ్వన్ డైస్ ఇన్ ది ఫ్యామిలీ యు క్రై, ఇన్ బిట్వీన్ బర్త్ అండ్ డెత్ యు క్రైడ్ ఎవర్ సో మెనీ థింగ్స్ ఫర్ వాంట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ అండ్ దట్. ధర్మజ్ఞాని సంభవింప ఉత్తరింప ఏడ్చినారా. ధర్మ, the practice of dharma is deteriorating. Did you cry any time? Did you participate to lift that? Did you at least practice abhyasagala petera? Dharma gnani sambhavimpa uddharimpa yerchinara yetu kosam yerchinara leka satya murti kai yerchinara. He says, did you cry at least for satya murti? This is what I am trying to bring out. When so much comfort is given to this Nagaraja and Ganesha, being the children of that Parameshwara, what comfort we in turn, being the children of that primordial phenomenon called Parvati Parameshwara, what is it we can offer? So Satya Swami says, Glani Sambhavimpa. Constantly this is what is happening around us. Dharma is not deteriorating. Dharma can never deteriorate. Practice of dharma constantly. Exponents and Gita would come out and say, dharma is deteriorating, so Krishna has to come. No. Dharma can never deteriorate. Practice of dharma is constantly deteriorating. So what is the role? I had a deep mark in my life when I was 13 years old. I had a grandfather. He was the former ICS, Indian Civil Service. He was heading a revenue department. He was the district collector of a place. A very honest man all through his life, and today hardly you come across an honest person in revenue department. The position was very big, and he was the classmate of Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan, the former president of Indian Republic.
They were friends. In fact, when Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan was the president of India, he still used to write to my grandfather for advice. When he was in service as a revenue divisional head of the district, what happens? Clients do come in with all sorts of gifts. During the month of April, May, a client had come all the way carrying a pumpkin. He came with the pumpkin. At that time, my grandfather was out for a morning walk. My grandmother, knowing the character of my grandfather, did not receive the pumpkin. She said, "Please leave it outside and you wait. My husband will come. When he comes, whatever he says, that is the law here. Then I will accept if he says yes, otherwise you may have to carry it back." My grandfather returned from his walk. He met the client outside next to a lovely pumpkin. My grandfather asked him, he said, "How are you? What's happening?" And the poor farmer said, "Swami, this is the first yield of my farm. I thought I could offer you first as a naivedyam to you, because you are the one well-wisher of mine. I want to give it to you. I came all the way to give it." My grandfather looked at the pumpkin, very attractive, and asked this gentleman to face east, and he turned towards him, carried the pumpkin, and then he took drishti, what we call drishti, the cleansing of aura, and then broke that pumpkin, and I told the farmer, "You brought it, I did it, go back." The farmer was surprised, he was shocked. "Swami, I thought you would prepare this and eat it." My grandfather, all through his life, a totally honest person, never accepted anything from anybody because it was part of aparigraha. In our scriptures, he followed. Every time when Swami sings that poem, "Dharma Glani Sambhavimpa Uddharimpa Yerchinara," I go back to my grandfather and recollect. What happens in life is, dharma is a law. When God gives you something, God doesn't expect anything from you, but He wants you to correct yourself at least on this. Dharma aspect of it is such a thing, one has to practice. It so happened, this old grandfather died. He had 7 sons, my uncles. Until then, they did not come face to face to grandfather to talk to on the property issue and things like that. They thought the father has collected lots of money in the revenue department and amassed wealth, and he would leave something at the property. When he died, the sons gathered. I said, "At least let us open his box, suitcase." And the only one that he had, in those days we used to have a tin box, tin, made up of tin, not like the sophisticated ones of today. When they opened, they found a few letters that he exchanged with the president, the then politician of that Sarvepalli Radhakrishna, the advice that he has given to him, and in turn what Radhakrishnan has written to. And then a few broken pens, nibs and pencils, that's what he found. And then they found a small paper. And the paper says, "My dear sons, in life, Upar Asman, Niche Jameen, Beech Mein Aadmi. That's what he has written. He said, above you is the sky, below you is the earth, in between yourself. Work. And one of the seven sons got furious. In fact, he hit the box and then moved. Why I said this instance is, this is exactly the thing that Kausalya has done when Rama was going to the forest. Rama came and prostrated before her. It is normal, usual practice when a son goes on a long journey, mummy would come and give something, some eatable to have it on the way. So here is Kausalya coming and giving him, Rama, I want to give food that would last for all the 14 years. And the food that I want to give you is something unique. And if you follow that, that is enough. Vedo kilo dharmo moolam dharmo rakshati rakshitaha. The very basis for Veda. Dharmo rakshati rakshitaha. If you protect dharma, and that dharma would protect, continue your journey for 14 years, and this is what earned Rama that particular title when Valmiki beautifully stated, Ramo Vigrahavan Dharmaha. Today, and that is dharma. I want to slowly take you, because the topic is something very simple my brother has given. I'll quote another instance wherein Duryodhana goes to his mother just before war, and then he salutes her and then asks her for her blessing. Yato dharmasta tato jaya. She said it. Where there is dharma, there is success, there is jaya. It has just unfortunately come out of the mother's mouth. Gandhari was not supposed to be saying that, but she knew that her son was in very, very different mood altogether to fight with Pandavas. He knew that he was very adharmic, but yet that aspect has come out. So now, what is this dharma we are talking about? Dharma dhatu. Dhir, Swami says, the root of dharma that dhatu dhar is the support. If you support, and that will support, I believe. If you sustain, that will sustain, I believe. Now this is what I said when I started with Ganesh Gate. When this Nagaraja and Ganesha are being protected by the mother nature, how? By offering shade during summer, and then by offering warmth during winter. And the same thing is applicable for all of us, that primordial father and mother, Parameshwara and Parvati, are doing it constantly. This is the law. Likewise, there is a law that has been set up for us, and that law is dharma. Why can't Swami say that? Putinapudecharu chachinapudedustaru. On the top of the voice, one day he said, when you are born, you cry. When someone dies in the family, you cry. Madhya madhya vishayala kendu kendu ko yedustaru. In between birth and death, desire-oriented life that we lead makes us cry. I want this, if I don't get, I cry. Is it not? Dharma glani sambhavimpa udharimpa yachinara yetpu kosamechinara leka satya murti kai yachinara. Did not Ramakrishna Paramahamsa say, you cry for your wife, for children, for money, Did you ever cry for God? Ramakrishna used to ask very frequently. Everyone thought it was a madcap who left the world at 51. So, according to Gita, a simple word has been said, righteousness is dharma. In Gita, the entire 700 slokas, when you read, what you come across clearly is dharma. The practice of dharma has deteriorated, so Krishna had to come. And that Gita was revealed in 7 slokas for 2.4 minutes. Today what has happened? We stretched that Gita to 700 slokas. But yet, we have not absorbed the very essence of what Gita is. Let me tell you, Rama said, Nenu chesindi cheyi, that is dharma. What I did, you do it, that is dharma. That's what he said. Nenu chesindi cheyi. What did he do? Ramo vigrahavan dharmaha. He protected dharma, and so dharma has protected him. Krishna said, Nenu chepindi cheyi. What I said, do it. I said in 700 slokas, do at least follow one sloka, Satya Sai Baba. Till the end he was saying one thing, Yemi prayojanam ra? Yemi prayojanam? Particularly, this thing he repeated half a dozen times between 2007 and 2010. Yemi prayojanam ra? Vanda cheppan, okkatanna follow kandra? Adhera dharma. 100 things I told you, follow one thing, and that is dharma. So, nenu chesindi cheyi, Rama, that is dharma. Nenu cheppindi chai, Krishna said, and that is dharma. One is for, applicable for Treta Yuga, second is for Dwapara Yuga. In Kali Yuga, cheppinattu chestara? This is what Satya Sai Baba said. Do you do what you say at least? It's because he said, satyamena pracharamu, dharmamena acharamu, shanti na swabhavamu, prema na swarupamu. When he said propagation is the satya that he propagated all through his life, dharma is the one that he followed practically, virtually, at every stage. I would go one step further, brothers and sisters. I lived with Satya Sai Baba. I touched him. I talked to him one to one. I kissed him. But I can tell you one thing. What he speaks is the truth. I will go one step further. What he has done is dharma. And that is how the shanti has been experienced, which we could not hook up to his frequency. Love is not something different that we have seen. Today what is happening all over the globe? We adore the masters and we kill their messages. And that is how the adharma has come in and dharma has deteriorated. At least, no point in saying we are talking from the spiritual capital of the world. Let there be spirituality. One to one.
Satya dharma prema nityamai yundina pudami talli yanto pulakarinchu. Satya dharma prema. Constantly, if that is practiced, the planet Earth would rejoice, I believe. Satya dharma prema nityamai yundina pudami talli yanto pulakarinchu. Vishwa shanti nichu vivida saukyamu hechu. Vishwa shanti nichu.
And that peace, global peace, we just do yajna, we pray, we do all, every sort of thing, making noise. How will you get global peace when you hold a bomb in your hand? Swami says, peace, 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 you will only be in pieces. You can't get that peace. Now, coming to how the proliferation that has taken place in this kingdom of Satya Sai, dharma. Incidentally, I have to mention one thing. Recently I was in England. I delivered lectures several places. In one place, at the end of the lecture, somebody asked me a question. He said, "Sir, you refer God as he, she, and it, IT. I want to know, is God Mr. or Mrs. or Miss?" During this Navaratri, 3 days for Durga, 3 days for Lakshmi, and 3 days for Saraswati. The consort of the Trinity principle. Names are different, but the substance is the same. We bring in that aspect of feminine nature. But let me tell you one thing. Why? It is to glorify that particular feminine gender. In any country, in any place where that feminine gender is insulted, ill-treated, that country will never come up. Did not Panchapandava issue that has come up. There was an occasion, Draupadi broke down and his first tear drop was about to fall. Dharmaraja called Bhima, run and catch that tear drop. Don't allow that drop to fall on the ground. Why did he say that? And that is the highest esteem. That particular feminine gender has to be pleased. And today, the adharma that has taken, we all know what's happening around us. So how did, in such a circumstances, how did such a Sai placed himself, and how that such a Sai allowed this dharma gradually to get into the stream, bloodstream, and then how did he allow us to practice? Initially, it was Leela. Everyone comes to Sathya Sai Baba's talks. Why? We hear some miracles. Clap and then get back. When we come in with one frame of mind, listen, enjoy, clap and get out, and there is nothing to think. There is nothing to take home. And that is how we reduce that Sathya Sai phenomenon called Bhagavan Baba. Sathya Sai is not ordinary. The Supreme of the Supreme, the Eternal Principle. When we glorify the Master, glorify with the teaching is the Master. Vyakta Pracharamu Kadara, Tattva Pracharam Chayandi. Vyakta Pracharamu Kadu, don't publicize me, don't talk about me, talk about my Tattva. This is what Sathya Sai Baba said. When we do that Tattva Prachara, please ensure that you practice every word of Swami on the 19th of November when he spoke. Take all the discourses, and that is what we should do today. Both. All the devotees, what we should do is, those discourses that he has given on the 19th of November is the one that is the essence. If we can read that and practice that, we have celebrated Navaratri. Now let me slowly tell you, how did he plan? 1957, he introduced a magazine called Sanatana Sarathi, we all know. The sales of Sanatana Sarathi today has fallen so low, many devotees are not considering that as a magazine coming from God. Nobody knew that this is a love letter coming from Prashanta Nilayam, that it is the destined duty of each and every devotee to have that magazine, because God speaks, Master speaks, the saint speaks, the holy person speaks, and there is something to listen and something to follow. Nobody understood. Initially, when Satya Sai Baba was introduced, I have got the first copy of the first Sanatana Sadhya, very small booklet. It was a general instruction that he has given, how a devotee should be. And that general instruction confining to dharmic way of living. This is how we start Sanatana Sadhya has come up. Today we have got umpteen number of magazines all over the globe, or for that matter spiritual literature all over the globe. Every spiritual literature speaks only about love, there is no doubt about it. And recently I discovered that Sukhanadi has clearly said the avatar of the age, Satya Sai Baba, would bring out literature on righteous living, right conduct. Way back in 57, this has commenced. Now in 1957, unfurled his unflagging flag of dharma. How did he do that? He only started with that, Satya Dharma, Shanti Prema, when he said, this is how he started. In 1957, most of you know, Divine Life Society organized a meeting in Venkatagiri. I know the place, I visited the place, I lived in the place. A Divine Life Society at that time was headed by Swami Satchit Ananda as the secretary. He was stationed in Thiruvannamalai at that time. I'm talking about story of 1957. At that time, Swami was bitterly being criticized all over. Yes, a magician, a magic man. And no attribution as far as the spirituality is concerned to this particular kingdom of Satya Sai, ignorantly. His colleague, who is also a great VIP, Swami Chidananda, joined him. And the Divine Life Society organized this meeting in Venkatagiri. And Venkatagiri Raja was the person to conduct this particular meeting. Venkatagiri Raja happened to be an ardent devotee of Satya Sai Baba. So, Venkatagiri Raja said, Satya Sai Baba would preside this meeting and Swamiji's from all over, particularly from Divine Life Society, would come and deliver lectures and things like that. This news reached Swami Satchit Ananda. The first reaction was he objected. He said, no, if Satya Sai Baba attends this meeting, we will not be in a position to get in. Because the negative reports about Satya Sai Baba reached his ears, and so Venkatagiri Raja convinced the Swamiji and said, no, it's not like that. The world doesn't know what Satya Sai Baba is. The young yogi from Puttaparthi, he is my guru. Without my guru, I can't have on my soil, on this soil, any sort of a meeting. It so happened, Divine Life Society was convinced. Everyone started gathering. Satya Sai Baba also traveled by car. At the outskirts of Venkatagiri, Venkatagiri Maharaja, along with so many saints, came to receive Satya Sai Baba. Venkatagiri Maharaja organized an elephant, king elephant, so that Satya Sai Baba, as soon as he gets down from the car, he would ride on the elephant. A ladder was brought. It was so arranged, Swami, as soon as he gets down from the car, he would move onto the elephant, so that Ambari elephant would lead and the rest of the people would follow. Swami was received. It was around 11 o'clock in the morning. That area is known for heat. And red carpet was placed. And Satya Sai Baba got down from the car. Venkatagiri Maharaja was trying to lead him towards the elephant. And Swami stopped and said, Venkatagiri Maharaja, E Raja, idi dharmama. ఏ రాజా ఇది ధర్మమా? హే ఓ కింగ్, ఈజ్ ఇట్ ధార్మిక్ వే వాట్ యు ఆర్ ట్రైంగ్ టు డూ? ఇంతమంది సన్యాసులు చెప్పులు లేకుండా నడుస్తూ ఉంటే నేను ఆ ఏనుగు మీద రావటం ఇది ధర్మమారా? సో మెనీ సెయింట్స్ హౌ గ్యాదర్డ్ హియర్ వెయిటింగ్ ఫర్ మీ, అండ్ ఇఫ్ దే హ్యావ్ టు వాక్ ఇన్ ది హాట్ సన్ అండ్ ఐ హ్యావ్ టు రైడ్ ఆన్ దిస్ పర్టికులర్ ఎలిఫెంట్ అండ్ యు ఆర్ లీడింగ్ మీ టు, ఈజ్ ఇట్ ధార్మిక్? లేదు, నేను కూడా వారితో నడుస్తాను. I will also walk. And he walked all through right up to the palace venue of the meeting. This very action was the turning point of Satchit Ananda. It has gone a long way. One word of dharma. Then he understood. He was not able to speak. But when Swami came and he was asked to speak, స్వామి సేడ్ మీరందరూ మాట్లాడండి, అవతల నేను మాట్లాడతాను. దట్ ఈస్ హిస్ ప్రాక్టీస్. హీ వుడ్ అలౌ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ అస్ టు ఈట్ హావ్ ఫన్ అండ్ దెన్ హీ వుడ్ అందరూ భోంచేశారా సరే అండ్ దెన్ హీ వుడ్ గో టు ఫ్రమ్ సాయికులు అంత ఆఫ్టర్ మేకింగ్ ఎవ్రీబడి హ్యాపీ ఆఫ్టర్ గివింగ్ ప్రసాదం హీ వుడ్ నాట్ ఈవెన్ టేక్ ఎనీథింగ్ అండ్ దెన్ హీ వుడ్ వాక్ అండ్ సచ్ స్వామి మేడ్ వెంకటగిరి మహారాజా realize at the same time Swami Chinmayananda Sachidananda also understood and the turn has come from Chidananda to speak. Swami Chidananda said, the very action led me to believe that Satya Sai Baba is Chidganamurti. He knows what we have in our mind, he knows what how we criticized him. He knows everything in order to teach that as a lesson. This is how Swami Chinmayananda, Swami Satchitananda, secretary of the Divine Life Society at that time, way back in 1957, and Chidananda, they stayed with Swami for some time. If you read the literature, you will know it was Chidananda who received that pearl necklace when Swami went to Kanyakumari, so on and so forth. It is not time for me to talk about those things. Gradual transformation has come in these two, and then they landed up in Prashantanalayam along with Swami. Swami Satchitananda, who was 75, on the wrong side of 75 at that time, was called in for an interview by Swami, and Swami spoke to him, and when he came out, he was in tears and he said one sentence. He said, Swami, you seem to be a small, young when compared to my body. You are not even half of my age, Swami. But the Vedanta that you told me about my life when I was 7 years old is something mind-boggling. How do you know, Swami? Satchidai Baba says, is Satchidananda, Sat Chit Ananda is Satchida. Hey Satchidananda, am I born or do I die? Am I born or do I die? This is the principle of Satya Sai Baba. How dharmic he has been right from the beginning. And that led Swami to go to Shivananda Nagar to meet the guru of Satchit Ananda and Sadananda. We all know that story when he goes to Divine Life Society in Himalayas. Swami spoke about when Shivananda Saraswati requested Swami to speak to the sadhus, Swami has chosen a topic consists of Prakriti Dharma, Prakruta Dharma, Kartavya Dharma, Paramatma Dharma. This was the topic to sadhus. Prakriti Dharma, Prakruta Dharma. Prakriti is the nature, Prakruta. The life that exists, the present life, prakruta, samatva, prakruta. And then he goes to kartavya dharma and then paramatma dharma. Kartavya dharma, if you do that particular thing, dharma that protects, that protected, protects you. Kartavya dharma is to protect dharma. Practice dharma. And then that dharma would, dharmo rakshita, rakshitaha. When Swami spoke to the sadhus, Shivananda was totally surprised. Because he has been told about Satya Sai Baba by Sat Chit Ananda. Though the reports, negative reports have been there in the world, what do we know? We know how to criticize everybody. Dantamula Madhya Yanta Nerpuno Kalkin Alkatirigu Chundurali Poka Atula Kudenarudu Malaganga Melaya Satyamunu Telpu Bata Isai Vata. Swami says, the incisors and molars, Dantamula Madhya, in between, this tongue that moves, this boneless tongue that moves up and down, it dances to the tunes of the mind every now and then, but it doesn't get crushed by the incisors and molars. In the same way, at least, you man behave. But still, we have never spared, we crucified Jesus Christ. We chased the Prophet Muhammad from Mecca to Medina. Buddha was, we tried to poison Buddha. And so, we spoke about Satya Sai Baba, criticized him. Satya Baba on the 28th of March, in the hospital, when he got himself admitted in the hospital, on the 28th of March 2011, somebody asked him, he said, Swami, what is this? Because for us he is only God, and God cannot die. Rama died, Krishna died, Jesus died. Why can't God die? What ignorance we are in. So here is Satya Sai Baba who was seated, and this famous doctor who has come to attend from All India Institute of Medical Sciences. Ah, Swami, idi emiti? Idi emiti, Swami? Idi ela jarugutundi meeku? How can you be sick, Swami? Satya Sai Baba smiled and said, Deha Dharma Mura. Deha Dharma Mura. Dharma of this body. Koham, 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 you said when you were born. Then as you moved, you said, Deham, 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 body, body, body. And on the wrong side of 60, you realize now this is not the body. Naham, naham, naham. And then you are trying to reach Soham, soham, soham. In the meanwhile, you get a heart attack and quit. Punarapi maranam and punarapi jananam. You come back again. So, here Swami said, Deha dharma mura. This is the dharma of the body. Infant, boy, adult, grandfather, and then death. Is it not? This is what Swami said. See, dharma means one has to listen to that Swami alone to understand what is dharma. Dharma is not something your father and mother will not tell you what dharma is. Your guru can give you a sort of hint on dharma, but what dharma that you can have, it is dictated by your conscience. Follow that master, face the devil, fight to the end, finish the game. And Swami says that master, the conscience is the master, the one that says is right or wrong. The one that says is good or bad. The good and bad is mind that dictates, the right and wrong, that conscience that dictates. Unless you be conscious of that conscience in the whole of the consciousness, to get understanding of that, there's no way. So, dharma is dictated by that conscience. This is right and this is wrong. Your karma is also that. Janma, karma to bayala therindaya, the karma that is responsible for your janma. And the janma must get into Brahma. Instead of getting to Brahma, you get into Brahma. This is what Satya Sai Baba says. So we must be aware of the fact, what is this conscience, and that how this conscience dictates whether we listen to that particular conscience. How he preached dharma aspect of it to those, that part of Himalayan belt, and later on when we read the literature we know how far we have gone. On the 30th July 1957, Swami went to Mathura and Vrindavan. He practically talked to some of the devotees around only on that aspect of Krishna Dharma. This is the place where I was, he was using the self, I mean first person, where I was talking to gopis, I was dancing with them. This is the place where I played with Radha. This is of Satya Sai Baba. When we listen to such a thing from Satya Sai Baba, what do we think? Delusion, is it not? Maya. Bratakuta Maya, Pututa Maya, Samsarambha Maya, Chavu Maya. Chavu Maya lo padanela Maya Maya. Satya Sai Baba says, everything is Maya for man. And what is the definition of Maya? Eddi kalado addi ledu. Eddi ledu addi kalado. What exists doesn't exist at that particular point of time. And what is actually existing doesn't exist. And what is not existing exists. Today, the Maya is we are looking for Satya Sai Baba elsewhere. Swami is here and Swami is not there. Means Swami is not Swami. If you say Satya Sai Baba is only here, how can he be Satya Sai Baba? How can he be Swami? I said, he is not Swami. He is someone else. What is this? This is Maya. There is no need to look for God elsewhere, my dear brothers and sisters. Devudanage veru deshamanduna ledu devudundu tanadu dehamande. I am sorry, my voice is going up. God is not in a foreign country. God is very much within. Papamanage veru paradeshamuna ledu tanu cheyu panula tagiliyunde. He says, sin is not in a distant land. Sin is attached to the hand that performs action. Crystal clear it is. How can we understand that dharma dictated by dharma swarupa? He goes to Kashmir, meets Shankaracharya, Srinagar Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya extends invitation to come and stay in the mutt. Satya Sai Baba says, this is not time. Let me go back to the house boat. Alexandra is the boat in which he sat for some time, spent some time on that dull lake. On his return to Prashantinilayam, after that 1957 trip, that's how Swami commenced Omkar for 1.5 hours Suprabhatam during Brahma Muhurtam for the first time in Prashantinilayam. Swami commenced it. Then Swami says, my preaching mission has commenced. And I quote what he said on that occasion, incarnation is for the sake of fostering dharma. Incarnation is for the sake of fostering dharma, for demarcating, direct and directing that particular dharma. Demarcating and directing, incarnation alone comes in. And show mankind the true path that you have to tread. This is what he said on that particular occasion. Then I will take up 1961 to North India. That was a campaigning for dharma alone. He campaigned for dharma. He says Sanatana Dharma, Dharma is Sanatana Dharma is like a tree. And in the tree you have root. And the root is Veda. And then the tree has a fruit. And that fruit is temple. Today, we criticize people going to the temple. We criticize people doing pradakshina. And what is this temple theory? Swami said, the tree is Sanatana Dharma. And the fruit is the temple. And the root is Veda. So, here, he started moving from place to place, visiting temples. You all know he went to Ayodhya. You all know what he has done. He went to Kashi. I have no time to discuss all these things. And he went to Badri. And Badri, what did he reveal? All along we were thinking it is Vaishnavite. Badri is Narayana temple, Narayana temple. He suddenly materialize that particular lingam that was placed under the statue of that particular Narayana, and he revealed, he said, with the dharma of this place is from Alaknand. Shankaracharya at that time brought a lingam and he placed it under this, and then on which Vaishnavites have put a, that particular statue and call it is a Badri is only for Vaishnavites. Is it not silly? And the dharma is, now I will show you, he materialized that lingam, and that is the greatest thing that he has done in order to bring the Shaivites and Vaishnavites together. And the one aspect what Shankaracharya, particularly Pujya Sri Chandrasekhar and the Saraswati, revealed. Why do you go to the temple? He is one who revealed, and that I noted it very carefully, he said, you go to the temple for energy. You receive energy. And don't forget, you also leave energy there. Unconsciously, that energy that goes from you is negative energy that you leave. So, you receive positive from Swami God, and you leave that negative energy. In order to energize that particular place, holy men like Satya Sai Baba has to visit. If such people, such incarnations are not available, Kumbhabhishekam you do once in 24 years, once in 12 years, once in 30 years, you just do Kumbhabhishekam and then energize that particular temple. This is the secret of how Shankaracharya has revealed, and that cause the renaissance of dharma. Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan, he visited soon after his arrival. It was, he said, in the presence of Munshi, the head of Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan, this is a very great spiritual center in India, it's spreading like anything all over, and here he said, Parugu jeevitamule paripati jagatilo parugulidukayunna panulu chedunu. In Bombay he was delivering this discourse. He said, today man is running. He wants to run for everything. And if he feels, if he doesn't run, he will not fulfill his obligation. Basulu sinimalu parugulake chikku. He says, to catch the bus, man is running. To go to the cine theater, to get a seat, and he is running. Parugulidakayunna panulu chedunu. This was spoken in the center of total spirituality called Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan. People were surprised when he started giving this particular sloka amidst that scholars. Basulu, cinemalu. How he has come down to that level, mundane level. He said, you run for bus and you run to the cine theater. Paramashreyamunaku parugudulavaru. He says, Paramashreya, the dharmic way of living is Paramashreya. The dharma, practice of dharma, nobody runs. Parugulidukayunna panulu chedunu. In a delusion that you are in, that if you don't run, you. What is the use? And then he started revealing certain things, and thereafter, his trip led to Uganda on the 30th June 1968 to 14th July 1968. Uganda visit was so great, and one particular point, that great Lord, who has no distinction of this caste and this human being and that human being, that was the only year in his lifetime he postponed, he has not attended his own Guru Purnima in India. He had postponed to come to this place, and he celebrated Guru Purnima in Kampala, the capital of Uganda. And that's the greatness of this Lord. And where, what did he do? He said, I only tell you something, listen to this dharma. Neevu chesindi neeke. What you do will come to you. Neeku neeve devudu. God for yourself you are. Understand? Then he took a group of people and warned them. He said, get ready, I have come to establish something here, and that dharma has to be established. By hook or crook, nature will do it. You get ready to leave the country. Somebody very soon will take over this government. Did not Idi Amin come? Idi Amin later taken over the country and driven all the Indians out of. Those who listened to Swami at that particular point of time, including the person G.C. Patel and his son Atul Patel, they were saved. Some of the Indians left and then they settled down elsewhere, and that's how he said that according to him, Idi Amin established dharma there. How can Idi Amin establish dharma? Swami always appreciated Idi Amin. We do not know what goes on between them. Can you appreciate Idi Amin? After this particular incident, and that is how, when he finished that, when he came back, Sarva Dharma Aikya Stupa, that has come up in Prashanta Nilayam during 1975, that is 50th birthday. And then here, the dharma that led him, all along he was Dharma Sai, that dharma that led him to be Sarva Mata Sammata Sai. That is how he embraced. This is also dharma. This is also dharma of each and every individual. మతములన్నీ చేరి మంచినే బోధించే తెలిసి మెలగవలను తెలివి తోడా. ఆల్ రిలీజన్స్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ గుడ్ థింగ్స్, అండర్స్టాండ్ దాట్, ప్రాక్టీస్ దాట్, మూవ్ ఫార్వర్డ్. మతులు మంచివైన మతమేమి చెడ్డది. హి సేస్ ఇఫ్ యువర్ మతి ది బుద్ధి ఇస్ రైట్, వాట్ ఈస్ రాంగ్ విత్ మత ది రిలీజన్? ట్రై టు గివ్ ది ఫైన్ ట్యూనింగ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ థింగ్. Then he said, there is only one religion, the religion of love, is it not? The usual saying, like parrots we have been uttering all these things without knowing the meaning. In that, what dharma that he was trying to preach us. Matamulaniyu veru margamokkate. Religions are many, way is one. Vastu vedamulu veru vastu okkate. The things are different, but the product, raw material is one. Shringaramulu veru bangaramokkate. The gold is only one, but Avaranas, the decorations are many with it. Shringaramulu veru bangaram okkate. Pashu vannelu veru palu okkate. Grey cow, black cow, white cow. Kshira is white, that's only one. Jeeva jatulu veru jeevundu okkade. Jati, jeeva jatulu. We are different type of caste, different type of people, but the jeeva within is only. Jati neetulu veru daivam okkate. The morality that we try to follow, the Papa Piti, Sangha Niti, Daiva Piti that we try to follow, we must know there is only one undercurrent, and that undercurrent, that is dharma. That's how he concludes, as Sarva Mata Sammata Sai. And thus, slowly, rapidly, dharma, practice of dharma has taken up. Yet, brothers and sisters, practice of dharma, whether you practice or not, one day you will get the chance to practice. Swami said, early the better. Practice of dharma is something that at every level you have got to do it. And this is possible only when you realize that sloka that he says, from Ashtavakra, Nityanitya Vastu Viveka, Ihamutra Palaboga Viraga, Samadhi Shakka Sampakti Mumukshatva. This consists of the whole of spirituality, Nitya Anitya, what is transient and what is eternal, we have to realize. What is the transient? Even this will go away, even this body will go away, this time will go away, everything will go away, but we have to keep on evolving from time to time. When Swami said it, Deha Dharmamura, this is Deha Dharmamura, I have been admitted in the hospital, and this is Deha, part of Deha Dharma. So the Dharma is the one only when you practice, and that Dharma protects. Ramo Vigrahavan Dharmaha. When you say, and if you want to become another Rama, the only thing is you have got to practice. On that note, we conclude. Jai Sai Ram.
రమాయణంబును వ్రాయ వాల్మీకి పుట లోపల నుండి పుట్టినాడు.
టు రైట్ రామాయణ, ది స్టోరీ ఆఫ్ రామ, సుప్రీం గాడ్ హస్ టేకన్ బర్త్ ఫ్రమ్ అనాంట్ హిల్ పుట్ట. హీ కాల్డ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ వాల్మీకి అట్ ద టైమ్.
తన శివమూర్తి భూషణములౌ సర్పాల పుట లోపల దాచిపెట్టినాడు.
దట్ సుప్రీం గాడ్ హ్యావింగ్ రిమూవ్డ్ ఆల్ ది ఆర్నమెంట్స్ ఫ్రమ్ హిస్ బాడీ, హీ హాజ్ హిడెన్ ఇట్ ఇన్ అన్ యాంట్ హిల్ పుట్ట. అట్ ద టైమ్ హీ కాల్డ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ లార్డ్ శివ.
శ్రీనివాసుండై తాను పెక్కు దినాలు పుట్టలోపల ఇల్లు కట్టినాడు.
దట్ శ్రీనివాస వి కాల్, దట్ సుప్రీం గాడ్ హస్ కన్స్ట్రక్టెడ్ హిజ్ హౌస్ ఇన్ అన్ యాంట్ హిల్ పుట్ట. అండ్ హీ కాల్డ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ శ్రీనివాస, శ్రీనివాస వెంకటేశ్వర.
పాలారగింప సుబ్రహ్మణ్యమూర్తి పుటకాపురము చేపట్టినాడు.
ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు డ్రింక్ ది నెక్టరైన్ మిల్క్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్, దట్ సుప్రీం గాడ్ అగైన్ టేకెన్ బర్త్. దిస్ టైమ్ హీ కాల్డ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ సుబ్రహ్మణ్య.
పుట్టులేని స్వామి, పుట్టులేని స్వామి, పుణ్యాల పుట్టయ్యవు పుట్టపర్తిలో పుట్టినాడు.
దట్ సుప్రీం వన్ హూ నైదర్ హ్యాస్ బర్త్ నార్ డెత్.
పుట్టులేని స్వామి, పుణ్యాల పుట్టయ్యవు పుట్టపర్తిలో పుట్టినాడు.
The one without birth and death, that Supreme God has taken birth again amidst the anthills, puttalu in puttaparthi.
Puttale puttule ni swami, punyala puttayo puttaparthi lo puttinadu.
Why did he choose this particular place, that Supreme God, to come in, to descend and take birth as an avatar?
Putta meeda prema poledu swamiki.
That prema, that love that he had for this particular gadda, this particular putta, this own of ant hill.
Putta meeda prema poledu swamiki, puttapati parama punyamurti. Putta meeda prema poledu swamiki, puttapati parama punyamurti, puttapati parama punyamurti, punyamo.
I pray to that Lord, Supreme One, Puttaparthi Sai Baba, to bless us all. Jai Sai Ram.